This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 4% of Americans meet the recommended dietary guidelines for Americans, and fewer than 40% meet the health weight requirements. The DGA do inform meal content for military, 8.6 needy Americans in the WIC program, and 31 million children in the National School Lunch Program. For the first time this year, sustainability is supposed to be one of the factors considered. The EPA has found that there is a 5.5 trillion watt capacity for solar energy potential on U.S. lands believed to be contaminated with hazardous waste or so-called brownfield sites. It is estimated that one-third of U.S. women will be assaulted at some point in their lives, and one in four will experience intimate partner violence. Traditional Chinese medicine is big business in China, generating $95 billion in revenue in 2014. More than 2 billion people occasionally cook caterpillars, boil beetles, or marinate maggots as part of their traditional diet. In southern Africa, 9.5 billion mopane caterpillars are harvested for human consumption. And in Uganda, a kilogram of grasshoppers is more expensive than the same weight in beef. The typical adult lives only 18 miles from his or her mother. The NBA is set to run ads deploring gun violence, partnering with Michael Bloomberg, whose philanthropy is paying for the ads, highlighting basketball stars. The idea for the ads originated with film director Spike Lee. Far-right ultra-nationalist groups in Israel are attacking four leftist groups, including Breaking the Silence, which records the stories of soldiers involved in the occupation. They're being accused of taking money from foreign governments and therefore being foreign agents. Protest by Black Lives Matter at Minneapolis Mall of America closes the mall for an hour and leads them to the airport, where they delayed traffic and several flights. Big banks like Citigroup, Bank of America, and JPMorgan Chase are refusing to accept New York City IDs issued to almost 700,000 people, leaving many of them unbanked and forced into expensive alternative products, while federal regulators and some smaller banks have said the IDs are okay. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.